Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Happy New Year, fellas, and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show, produced formerly by the head of household, now brought to you by Married Men Don't Talk, which I literally just found out right before the show that it is a top seller, the number one seller through our publishing company, the book of the same name, Married Men Don't Talk. Just found that out, so get your copy. They might have to back order it. I don't know. Married Men Don't Talk. Google it. It's the first one that comes up. And the reason we're top sellers is because we come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get more info about this show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So call into the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a couple rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, even on Iowa caucus night. And more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, fellas, this ain't Bible study. We want you to just be able to come to our show as a man, and that is it. The Virtual Talk Show always presents the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is the greatest lies women have ever told. Oh, my goodness. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot, and I might even DJ a tad bit tonight, but more on that later. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so, or if you just prefer to listen, that's absolutely fine as well. But please try to hang on till the end, because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. Ah, women, so mysterious, they have more layers than an onion. And us poor men are left to figure them out all on our own. I don't think women mean to be confusing, but they just are. While many women do strive to be honest, truthful, and forthright, they don't always tell the truth. Sometimes they lie, and that is the truth. Most of the time, they tell little white lies or half-truths just to keep the peace. Other times, their lies may be a little bigger. Tonight, I've got the top 25 mistruths that are most likely to come out of a woman's mouth, and maybe what we can learn about these lies that women tell. And this list of lies was compiled from both married and single women. So here we go.
Wow.
Number 25. See if you've heard this before. I'll be ready in a minute.
Well, that minute is a long minute.
Yeah, have y'all heard that one before, fellas?
I'm sure we all have.
I mean, you figure she got a shower, shave, moisturize, apply 99 overpriced products, several layers of makeup, flat iron her hair, pick out the perfect outfit, and of course, you know, the outfit that makes her look sophisticated, sexy, and spectacular all in the same time.
And it's got to be an outfit that she know no one else is going to be wearing.
There you go.
Yep.
There
Can't
you
just
go.
Put on anything now.
There you go. There you go. I'll be ready on I'll be ready in a minute. That's number 25. Anybody got anything to add to that?
No, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I think we hear that every day just about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move on quickly then. Number 24. I'm on my way. Do y'all have any problems with punctuality when it comes to your lady?
Not me.
Okay, speak on it, brother.
Not me. If she tells me she gonna be now, when you say on my way, I'm thinking driving. Now, if my wife is telling me she on her way and she coming to pick me up, or you know, my car getting worked on, yeah, she gonna be there. But now, if I tell my wife I'm hungry, bring me a sandwich, and she say I'm on my way, that may take a little.
Right.
Well, that can go 30, 45, you know, 2 hours. It just depends on what Lifetime is doing.
Gotcha. Anybody else? I'm on my way. Heard that one before? Anybody want to jump on
there? But it just depends on the situation, like the gentleman was saying, you know. If it's something you really need, and she feels the seriousness in your voice, then she might be on her way really right then. But if it's something you just want, you might not be taking that same amount of speed she would if she can hear the seriousness in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? All right, number 23. I don't know where it is. I haven't touched your stuff. I didn't throw it away.
Oh, that's the mail right there.
The mail.
The mail, yeah. My wife is she's pretty bad throwing the mail away. She don't like, you know, she's a neat freak, so she don't like clutter. So she'll just take some mail and throw it away. And I'll ask, I say, do you remember seeing a letter or something with my name on it? And she'll say, no, I don't remember seeing anything. And sure enough, yeah, she threw that bad boy away.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say, no, I ain't seen it, you know. They quick to tell us how we are horrible at looking for stuff.
Yeah, and I just don't know why they touch our stuff. It's like, leave it alone. I'll get to it.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. My slippers, for example, you know, my slippers go all over the house. I don't know where they're never where I need them to be. You know, I got to get out of bed, my feet cold, and wear my slippers, I don't know. And I get up, walk around the bed, they're on her side of the bed.
Now, was she wearing them?
And she'll tell me when I find, oh, yeah, I did put them on, I forgot. Now, I saw them laying right there.
Right. Anybody else? I don't know where it is. I haven't touched your stuff. I didn't throw it away. Anybody can relate to that?
Yeah, all right, you know.
Go ahead.
I have to say, you know, the other day I was just, it could be something simple as where's your cup? That you put your cup down, now you can't find your cup. My man said your wife is a neat freak. She gets mad when you just leave your cup around. And you're like, I'm thirsty. I'm going right where I put my cup, and it's not there. To the mail or to where you thought your clothes were supposed to be. You know, you put out a shirt, and then that you go and look for the shirt, and the shirt's not there anymore. What's up?
Right now? Do you
want to
use it? You could. Plenty more
to free. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, what about this next one? Have you heard this lie? It was on sale. You heard
that's
that
not,
one, Andrew?
That's, for me, that's not a lie. But, no, it could be 1 cent off. And... That's the first come out of my mouth. It was on. And so she buying it. I mean, you know, the stores, they got her fully locked in. I mean, they birthdays, holidays, they got them. I mean, they got them. They know exactly what coupons to send. I mean, it's most of them are all percentage coupons, so the more she buys, the more she sells. So, you know, the more discounts she gets. So that's just right up her alley.
Mm.
Right.
Wow.
That brother said 1 cent off, a 1 cent sale. You know?
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, it was on sale. He's like, yeah, I see why. You know,
to save you some money.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on now. You know, I don't know the money.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of money, that's actually the next one. This have you heard this lie? I don't have any money.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't have any money. We talked in previous episodes about the secret stash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she said, you know, hey, yeah, can I hold something for the light bill, or, you know, can I get a few dollars? I don't have any money.
Wow.
And then next thing you know, she bringing in something that was 1 cent, 1 cent sale.
Exactly. Exactly. I hear that all the time, especially if I want something she calls stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say, let me borrow some money, she's like, what is it for? And I say, you know, for a video game. Oh, I ain't got no money. And then, you know, she come to the store with her bags, and I be like, you know, where you get that from? She's like, oh, it was on sale. And I'm like, oh, well, I thought you didn't have any money. She's like, well, I had no money for a game.
She didn't have any money for that.
Right. Right. Why would I give you money for that?
Mm-hmm. Good words, good words. Anybody else? I don't have any money. Have you heard that when that was a blatant, bald-faced lie?
My, you know, I'm sorry, man, but my wife's told me that on payday.
Well, maybe she got bills going out.
Oh, please. We got a budget. We got a joint budget.
So how is she don't have any money on payday?
Oh, it's bad, man, because I call it the Ike Turner. You know how he started talking about how he got to pay for the promoters and all this stuff, trying to give me the rundown. I said, just save it. Just save it.
That's good words. That's good words. I want to rewind a little bit since we got a few callers and chatters that have logged in and dialed in. Thank you for participating this evening. But I want to rewind a little bit to back when you were dating, you know, before you're married with these next few. And, you know, again, we've touched on the marriage piece, but let me rewind just a bit, and I'll come back to the whole marriage piece later on in the evening. But have any of y'all ever heard this one? Sure, you can call me. Here's my number. And you call it, and it's like a
dollar joke.
Yeah, yeah. So, Andrew, you've experienced that.
It was funny. You're like, yeah, it is dollar joke.
Yeah. We call it, she shot you a blank. You got shot a blank.
Yeah. Anybody else experienced that? Sure, you can call me. Here's my number.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I've never experienced that.
Okay. Well, you get the real digits. We know.
Oh, no. Either I get them or I don't get them.
Gotcha.
They don't even waste time.
Give you a fake number.
They just say no. Keep it moving.
Yeah, give you their boyfriend's number. Give it. You end up calling in. It's like, yo, is Maria there? It's like, hello?
As a matter of fact, she is.
And who are you? Good words, good words. Well, how about this one? I weigh X.
Oh, it ain't all of them lie about that.
Check take a word. I say take a word for it. You know.
I don't know any woman that don't lie about her weight.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey.
Welcome, welcome.
This is Derek Terry. I've been about a year removed.
Oh, welcome back, brother. You want to jump in on that one? I weigh X. You ever heard that lie from a woman told to you? She tells you she weighs a certain amount, but it really ain't right.
Nah, they don't ask me because I'm personal trainer, so they may ask. Not happen.
Yeah.
I've heard some lies. I'm just reading the thing off the Facebook, what the topic is, greatest lies women ever told.
Yeah, and that's one of them. She tell you that. I'm 150. It's like, when you were in high school.
He said I'm passing 150.
Yeah, she 150 plus another 150.
I just say take a word for it. Take a word for it. All right, how about this next one? That food you cooked was delicious.
You talking about they lying to me about my cooking?
Yes.
Oh no, my wife don't lie to me about my cooking.
Yeah, I'm not about mine.
She lets me know when I mess it up.
Oh, she will. So she won't lie to you about it.
Oh, heck no.
My wife can tell me, this ain't your best one tonight, sir.
Yo, my wife is going so far as, you know how you chew it? And as you chewing it, you start spitting it out instantly? Yeah, she did me hit me with that move.
I'm killing you.
Yeah,
I ain't going that hard. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, she don't hold no punches on that department.
Well, now, it's just recently past Christmas, and 'tis the season. But what about this one? It's just what I've always wanted.
No.
Has anybody ever heard that one?
Oh, my wife don't lie like on that right there. I mean, she's pretty grateful. I can get her a piece of paper and sign my name on it. She'd be excited about that
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually get her what she needs and maybe one or two things that she wants. So,
right.
What she needs.
Anybody else Y'all must have some honest women, because y'all just quiet tonight.
I'm talking about my wife. I know, like, you know, past relationships.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, well, I know, like, well, this girl, she says, you know what, I think that we should be friends, and I just need to find myself. I'm like, okay. And then the very next day, she engaged.
Oh, wow.
Hope y'all are still falling for that one.
I
done found long dog silver, and you're on the side.
And then tried to hide the ring from me because, you know, we had worked in the same spot, and my boy was like, yo, guess what? So you ain't going to want to hear it. You know, he told me. I said, you lying. So I had to see it for myself, and, you know, from that point on, I treated like a straight stank.
Yeah.
I said, don't even speak to me. I'm dead. I'm saying, if I die, I will put in there, don't come to my funeral. I was like, wow. I think women are pretty good liars.
Oh, they're the best.
Like, I'm going to sleep. I'm like, okay. And then you go to the club. What the hell? I thought you were asleep. Or you know what happened? A girl called me at the last minute. I'm like,
yeah, and along those lines, I've never slept with him. He's like my brother or my play cousin. He's just a friend.
You talking about girlfriends now, right?
Say again?
We talking about girlfriends, right? We're not talking about wives, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, girlfriends? Yeah, they'll tell you that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my girlfriend told her boyfriend they was over with. And when I get to her house, I found out her boyfriend was living next door. And then she come walking out to my car, and he walked her out to my car. And I'm like, yo, as soon as I leave, he, you know, he tearing that up.
Mm.
Come on, man. Don't play me like that.
Mm.
Obvious lie.
Mm. Yeah, they tell you, they give you something like this. You know.
Now, has anybody ever had someone say, I need this money to, well, it happened to me a long time ago. Yeah, I'm pregnant. I need to get an abortion.
Whoa. Whoa.
This is like 19 or 20, but to find out that she really wasn't and used the money for something else.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, she got hers. You know, I had to deal with that. It took a couple months. I said, watch your back. I said, I can't tell you what's going to come. And it snuck up on her in the second month. You know, it was cold outside when that car got flat. Very cold.
Cornflakes without the milk.
Yeah, that's what I was told. I was told it was very cold. I said, wow, I wonder what happened. Cost about $200-$300 to get them tires fixed, whatever it was back then.
Wow.
Anybody else? On that note, or speaking along those lines, have you ever heard my period is late or I miss my period?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they lie about that. Come on now.
Or you're on you, or I'm on. I'm like, oh, right. You on last week?
They all habitual lies about that period.
It's like, I just started my cycle. It's that time of the month. It's like, what? You mean every other week?
It's like, why is it every time you say you're going to do something special, you're on your period?
I'm telling y'all, too much technology out there now. You better put it on your calendar.
That's right. That's right. You better count them out.
Put it on the calendar.
And we still talking about girlfriends, right?
That's right.
Just making sure.
Now, some of you, we may be talking about your wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
About that.
Well, what about, speaking of girlfriends, just along the same lines, is I'm pregnant and you're the father.
Oh, come on, man. That's the greatest lie. That's one of the greatest ones.
Oh, there's somebody's baby there. Has anybody ever experienced that firsthand? You know, where literally she was like, she told you she was with seed, and it was yours, and you come to find out that it wasn't, or you know anybody that experienced that?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I said he took it hard because for him, because I know when he was, when the baby was born, I was like, that baby don't look like him. He's like, yeah, that's me. And then I said, let me go ahead and research this because this don't make no sense. And then to find out that it was, I guess, her ex. And they had the same skin complexion, but basically what came about was that she was sitting there talking to her girlfriends, and there was a girl that liked him, and that's how he ended up finding out. And I was like, wow. So it was like one of those things where, you know, financially he was more stable than the one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she did it. But, you know, in the long run, I was like, wow.
Mama's baby.
Crazy. Yeah, it happened to a friend of mine, too.
Now, did he go on Maury?
Nah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. I thought you was asking me. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll tell mine.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, friend of mine, he was, I'm not going to say he was a celebrity. He wasn't. He was just up and coming. And and the baby actually looked like him. And I don't know. The bad part about it, he was paying child support for years. Hefty. And then I don't know why they did a DNA. I don't know what, you know, I don't know the details on that, but they did a DNA and found out the kid wasn't his. And it was like, oh, my bad. Never got his money back. Nothing. You know. And he felt like he was just cheated because, you know, to him, that was his daughter. It might have been going on for like 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know. And he hasn't had any kids since then. That's a crazy lie right there.
Yeah, because, I mean, he could have went on, you know, Maury and got that.
You are not the father.
Could have got it squared away. Squared away.
The girls would bring like 4 or 5 dudes on in a row, and it's still not the dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, the greatest lie.
Time, you are not the father. The guy jumps and says, yeah! That's funny.
I'd be like, peace.
I mean, but look. Thinking about those, because I've been watching those shows sometimes. They have them on at the lunchroom at my job. Mm-hmm. And is it a lie? Or they just don't know? They don't know who the father is.
Some
they're
of
just
that stuff
taking
is
the
fake anyway. I said some of that stuff is fake anyway. Because I know, like, back in the day, there was 2 girls from where I grew up that were on the show with this one guy and said that he was a pimp. I'm thinking to myself, he ain't no pimp, and these ain't no tricks. These girls are giving themselves out for free, for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like neighborhood hoes, but he was no pimp because we had no pimps back in Edgewood.
I think they just wanted a free trip.
Yeah, it was free. I mean, they asked them what happened. They said they got $500 each spending cash, and they put them up in the room for, I think, 2 days, something like that. And they basically said, here's the plot, you know, blah, 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 and that was it. I'm like, wow. That was on Montel. That was on Montel's show. Montel Williams on his show. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You talking about Montel. He ain't
talking about you. No, my bad. No, no, no. What Montel was Springer.
Yeah, that's even worse. Springer,
yeah,
right off the head.
Yeah, I actually had a couple of my high school people went to high school with that fabricated a story and went on Montel. And it was totally, I mean, they didn't even date, you know, and they were up there, you know, talking about, you know, he was cheating or what. I don't even remember what the story was, you know, but it was totally made up, and just Montel was just all in it, you know, but like somebody said, they just wanted the free trip and, you know, be on TV, and that's what they got. But what about this one? I don't know if anybody on the line has ever heard this. I'm on the pill.
Man, I don't believe that one.
I never believe that.
I believe it sometimes.
Sometimes
I wasn't always the same. And I was like, all right, whatever.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Come from Mississippi, man. You know, my mama raised me. She like, yo, you stick it in, something gonna come out. So you better be ready. So I don't care what nobody say. Never use somebody else's condoms, and never let a girl tell you she's on the pill. I like, yo, whatever. You can be on the pill, diaphragm, and had a little tubes in your arm, all that. I don't care. You can show me. I don't care. Heard it all. I'm allergic to latex. I like, well, too bad. I don't know why you was born then, because the doctor had on latex gloves. So.
And see, the funny thing with my wife, I make sure she's downstairs. She had told me that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I didn't believe it, but she actually is allergic to latex.
Some people are. That's why they had the lambskin.
Funny. I have to go with, I'm on a pill. Okay.
Yeah, because she tell you that, like the brother said, you know, you end up with that. that baby crying in the background, like,
That's the best thing that can happen.
That's right.
That's the positive thing.
That's the positive thing. Worst thing is going to take you out the game.
because that was my next lie. Thank you, T-Hawk. That was the next lie, if you've heard this. I'm clean. I just got tested for STDs.
No, bro.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how many brothers actually ask, at least back when I was growing up. Oh, by the way, do you have... You would look at the exterior, like, yes, you can.
She look clean.
Yeah.
You smell, and you give them the little earwax test, all the little crap. I ain't gonna lie, man. When I joined the military, man, I was nervous as all get out because I started thinking about all the women I had sex with and all the dudes I had sex with and all the time the condoms broke. I'm like, man, I could really have something. You know what I'm saying? And they start calling you back there, and you thinking like, oh, man, I could really, really have it.
Have the package.
If that woman has to come out the blue and say that, I think that's a red flag right there.
Oh,
that has to do with her.
That's a bad sign.
That's off the handle. I'm asking you what movie you want to go see.
That's just like hollering at a chick at the drugstore, man.
She picked up.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. I'm asking you about a movie, and you come out with, you know, I'm clean. I just went to the That's a flag for me, brother.
What about this one, Rodney? What about this one?
Hey, hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
The brother brought like an old one. He said, "When the condom break." Did anybody catch that? That's the worst feeling in the world.
I don't know how many times I have pulled out and just been horrified. Like, all this time I've been hitting it raw, like raw. And I it starts feeling good as all get out. Like, man, I'm killing. Man, you pull out, look down, you're like, oh, my God.
Ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing looking back at you.
I mean, you finished the deal. You know what I'm saying? You went all out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm going to finish this deal here. Up, she run into the bathroom and panicking like, Lord, if you put me through this right. No.
You standing there, you empty. You just bone empty. Ain't nothing left. You like, wait a minute. You know, that's a bad month.
Is that a bad month?
You paranoid for the whole month.
Oh, man. Who you telling?
I do the five-stroke check test.
Stroke. Okay. Feel good. You teaching tonight, Derek. You teaching tonight.
Why you stop? Just checking.
I remember what you told me when I asked you for the movie. You talking about I'm cool. I gotta check. I gotta just make sure. This is great, brothers. That just follows up with the next one. I've slept with X number of guys.
No woman ever tells the truth about that.
No. Look, don't even ask. It's going to be a lie.
Yeah, because, I mean, maybe she can't remember because it's so many. Do you really want to know?
That's what I'm saying. That ain't worth talking about.
I mean, do you really want to know? Because if she says two, you be, damn, you a hoe.
What is the threshold?
Oh,
what?
It's one less than she's been with.
I said, what is the threshold?
That's what I said, one less than she's been with.
I don't even think about it.
I ain't got nothing to put in on the conversation, tell you the truth.
Because, see, when you think about it, that's when it starts messing with your head. And I wonder, and then, you know, that's why I always, for me, it was always best just don't even ask.
there, because maybe she rounds up, maybe she rounds down.
Yeah, but see, for me, honestly, I never cared.
I was getting ready to say, now, you know, in some cases you're talking about, because if you're talking about your wife, that's a whole other circumstance. But when you're talking about back in the day, maybe when you was just out there, some of us, maybe most of us, didn't really care. She could say whatever she wanted to say. That wasn't going to stop you.
First of all, she's always going to round down. And we always going to round up.
But you honestly don't know. I'm saying, even like if you go to a spot, sitting there getting your groove on, and then you really don't know. I said, you don't. People say, oh, yeah, I know. No, you don't. The only way you're going to know is that one thing, and, you know, that's virgin. That's the only way you're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever heard that? You ever heard that? I'm a virgin, or you were my first?
Oh,
you
ever
heard that lie?
I was.
No, I ain't never heard. I ain't never had no woman tell me no mess like that, man.
You know, I was in high school too, so.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get past, you know, 20, 23, you probably won't hear it too often unless you just pedophile.
I can tell you right now, if she hollered at me back when I was 20 or 23, and she told me she was a virgin, I was looking for her. I'm like, well, you ain't a virgin. No, you ain't about to be a virgin no more, because we definitely going to take care of that.
Like, I heard it a lot in college. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, man, college. Yeah, you hear me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever.
What if her number was higher than yours? Would that be a concern?
No.
No, I don't ask.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you really want to know, tell you the truth.
Nah. You know,
that's one thing you don't want to compete about.
I'm
competitive. I'm competitive in a lot of ways, but that's not something I want to compete with my woman about.
Yes, that's right.
Especially when you don't know your own.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. You chilling on Facebook, you see a name, you be like, oh, man, that's right.
Right.
Now,
go ahead.
I got a question for you. What if you're out with your woman and she runs into a dude, and do you want her to tell you, yeah, I used to deal with him?
Yeah. When I'm with my wife, yeah, absolutely.
I'd just be like, you can't dwell on the past. I just can't. You know, I figure if they was kicking it, okay, they may not. I don't know. It ain't my business, because it happened well before me.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I think you know.
You got her.
Yeah, I got her, but at the same time, I still want to know. I mean,
I need to know about their reaction.
I mean, because I can tell you right now, if I ran across a chick with my wife and, you know, a man like, oh, this is just my friend, you know, somebody I used to know, and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, it's like, well, what if you see him again? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you know, you just want to go on and put that out there. Yeah, that's somebody I used to deal with, you know, and go on and put that mark on them. You already know to conduct yourself accordingly.
Well, let's hope the questions stop there.
Exactly.
Better act surprised. Like you ain't seen them in forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they live there. I mean, it's like, oh, wow. You know, you moved there, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to put that out of state right there.
Yeah, you got to hug them. Like, hey, how are you? Like old friend style, and introduce them to the wife. And, yeah, okay, all right, good to see you again, you know, bye.
I just like when I look
don't
at
don't be trying to like, avoid them, you know, act like you don't know them. That's the worst thing.
Yeah, this is my wife. This is my wife.
And I think the other part just really depends on the insecurity, because I know, like, me and my wife a couple of days ago had a conversation about my frat brother, and I didn't know his wife, but I knew his wife's roommate, who used to holler at somebody that me and him, that we all knew, and the fact that someone knew his wife. And, you know, she went to Morgan State. It was almost like in his mind, wow, he was my wife. or he, you know, I know how she was back in the day. I really don't, because you know I never met her. But my boy may know. So the fact that something may come out, like, come on now, seriously. You know, is it that serious? Where, you know, what threat am I by knowing? I didn't know her. What, knowing of someone who knew your wife's roommate. That's really, what, you know, it had nothing to do with her. It is the fact that, you know, I think it's an insecurity part of it.
Absolutely.
Like no one can know your wife. You know, where you know her from? And I said Baltimore, is, you know, I grew up in the Baltimore area. It's such a small town, but it's large in the same token that if you don't know someone, then someone knows you. So, you know, especially if you went to Morgan, Towson, or just any of that area. So it was, to me, just kind of, I didn't even know he was acting like that. Just shocking that, you know, a man would get that defensive because of just knowledge of his wife prior to me, prior to him even marrying her.
He might have some just cause, depending on what, you know, what's taking place in that relationship thus far.
Now they have moved the best man.
What
about this one? Has anybody ever heard this lie from a woman? I love you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the first lie I told you. I knew. I mean, here, that's their go-to lie right there.
You said the go-to lie. What's that?
I mean, because sometimes they'll just say it just to see how you feel. They don't love you. I mean, really? Nah. They're just trying to see how you react. You know, sometimes, you know how women are, man. Sometimes they just do stuff just to try to find an argument. You know, you can't say you love me back. It's like, well, I'm not going to say I love you back because I know you don't love me. So why don't you quit lying?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. You online? Read this back for me. I just sent it to you on Facebook.
I'm not even on Facebook. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Anybody else on Facebook?
No, we on the show.
No, what I'm saying is that I was gonna respond.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, we're gonna leave that one alone.
No, but I'm saying that. But that was you know usually what I would say. And the response to that question.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it. I mean, you should just say it and so they'll know what you're saying, but...
Right.
you use another word for what you're trying to say. That's all I'm saying. I mean, basically, what he's saying is, no, you don't love me. You love this Johnson.
Yeah, he cleaned it up nice. I like that. And what about the, you know, along those lines, what about the lie, you're the biggest I've ever had?
No, come on,
I don't even get into all that. I feel like I take the
if anybody that want to believe that, watch a child being born.
Yeah.
That right there in all that. That'll end all that. If you feed in, yo, you there you go.
Again, that goes back into that other conversation. What do you know, knowing how many you didn't had in the past. What do you mean I'm the biggest you ever had? That just starts a whole other conversation.
How many things you've seen?
Right, how many you didn't see? Right. What kind of scale am I on?
Like a mood changer. That's a mood changer.
How big is the scale that I'm on, right?
and that goes along the lines of, you know, when they tell you you're the best lover I've ever had.
Right. I don't hear any of those.
those type of
statements just, you know, I don't think about I don't get my ego all brushed and caressed from that. My mind goes immediately to, well, then how many have you had? Yeah. You know, so I don't even want to hear comments like that. Yeah. Those aren't compliments to me.
And fellas,
if you got invited back, it don't even matter.
Well, that's when you know it's a lie, when you don't get invited back. How you going to say that and then don't invite me back?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Well, speaking of that, this is great, fellas, but we're speaking on that note, honey, that sex was great. You heard, anybody heard that lie?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody's pointing fingers. I mean, sometimes bad sex is a no-fault proposition.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely heard that lie.
I heard, like, what got into you?
Especially when you know it wasn't on.
I'm like,
Cialis. I heard, no, I know it wasn't worth a dang, I mean, you know, it wasn't worth nothing. And it's like, really, really, it was really, that was pretty good, really.
What about this one, fellas? Just, you know, just staying on that same page. This one. Yeah, I came.
Nah,
I'm saying that's with your wife or just girlfriend?
You never heard that? Wife, girlfriend? Hope not with your wife, but
not the wife, no, I know. So
exactly, so, not with the wife.
But with the girlfriend, yeah, I can.
Oh yeah, you heard that one. You heard that one before with women that you dated before you were married. And then I'm just like, whatever. You know, I was like, cause after a while, it's like, especially when I know that relationship wasn't going anywhere, it was like, you know what? It is what it was. And then, you know, like, thinking about my relationship now, I'm like, you know, it's a totally different thing. I know my wife. You know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you did? Yeah. Good. I'm glad to finish.
I know back in the day, it didn't matter to me. I mean,
I was going to say,
whether you did or whether you didn't, because I didn't care as long as I got mine. So if you happen to get yours, then, you know, that's great for you. But, you know, I got mine. I didn't care. I mean, they could lie, tell the truth. It didn't matter to me.
They still talking about you, brother. They still talking about you.
That's true.
So as long as I got her to relax and pull them pants down and spread them legs, I'm done. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You trusted me enough. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You saw the topic at the bachelorette parties. Girl, guess what?
Right.
But, fellas, I mean, on the real though, if it's not good for her, I mean, would you want her to be honest and tell you?
No, I don't. I mean, you talking about for my girlfriend.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, I never cared. Wife, yeah, absolutely. You know, want to blow the wife's mind.
Maybe she just wasn't that into you that night.
Now, the wife, no, that's different. Now, the girlfriend, you know, I don't care.
I care, I ain't gonna lie.
What was that?
I said, I care, because, you know, it's, I look at it like maybe it's peer pressure, it's a rep, and, you know, that I just care, it's just me. And, you know, most of the guys I grew up around, you know, it's just a matter of time before it gets to them. It's like, oh, Lord, you know. So, you know, I did. You know, you look at it as practice and building stage until you get to marriage. So you have perfected it by then.
Should have.
Right, should have. Should have is the optimal word for that. But no, I definitely want the wife satisfied, man. It's definitely a different. It's like the whole thing has been stepped up. If everything else has been my relationship with my wife, you know, supposed to be stepped up, so should the bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, at least that's what I try to achieve. Because, I mean, everyone had their rounds and everyone had their fun. You had your, you know, this chick and that chick, whatever. And it's like my man said, hey, you're not trusting me to lay down for the night or for a few months that we together. It's like, that's one thing. But, like, now that I'm on a different, you know, connection with her, you know, I love my wife. We got kids together and whatnot. It's like, all right, so I'm going to do my due diligence as much as I can to make sure that she's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I put effort in for the wife, but yeah. Girlfriend, nah, I mean, I just didn't care. Like one of the callers, one of the people on there said, you know, men, all you got to do, if you really want to know how you did, think about all the ones that let you hit twice.
Right. There you go.
That's what T-Hawk said. You
yeah.
didn't want it back.
If you hit twice, you good. It don't even matter what they say. It don't even matter.
Right.
They don't know what they want anyway.
So here's a monkey wrench for you.
Okay.
So if I heard earlier say that, women were the best liars. And if that's the case, do we know if our wives are lying today?
Wow. You might get some hang-ups on that, bro. Wow.
I think I got a pretty good handle on it.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to say that I perfected it, but, you know, I get a general feeling. But then, you know, there's some things, there's situations I'm like, you know what? But, you know, I can't come out and say that you're lying, you know, because it's hard to prove.
Right.
So it's like, you know, they always say if you ain't got no evidence, then you pretty much got to go by. You ain't got too much to go by.
Well, no. I mean, you do have evidence. You have evidence.
No, I said
when
you don't have it.
No. But in a sense, if you don't like steak, you're not going to order it.
Especially if it's 45.
If she's not being aggressive, now are we still talking about her saying it was good, or are we still talking about whether it is good or not?
I thought they were talking about in general.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in general, but let's just say in general, if a woman doesn't initiate, you know, I think that's a clear indication of whether it was good or not in a marriage.
Well, it'd be a combination of anything. You know, it could be menopause, it could be the drive, it could be anything.
But do y'all think that it's hard for women to be honest about sex, especially when the news isn't good?
When the what again?
When the news isn't good, you know, do y'all think it's hard for women to be honest about sex when the news is not gonna be that pleasant?
In a marriage?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's hard in a marriage.
That generally what it ends up ruining it for some of them, or why some may venture out.
Yeah,
That brother said venture out.
Yeah,
and that's the next lie, fellas.
But hold on a second now.
Go ahead.
Now, do you think your wife would venture out for sex?
No, I'm saying it.
Let's talk about it in the marriage. You think the wife would venture out? Because the sex wasn't good?
Yeah, I know some that have.
Okay, but, I mean, most people that I know had sex before they got married. So they already knew what they was working with. Now, there's a slim few that didn't, and that's a whole nother topic. But they already know what they got.
Yeah, the reason I said, as a personal trainer, my clients tell me everything. And some things I don't even care to hear. And I'm like, wow.
Tell you all the things he's not doing.
And I mean, wow.
Because I could be wrong, but I thought in a marriage, women would step out for other reasons other than sex not being good. Unless the sex just got whack after a while.
They would ask me, why does a man do this? Because, you know, they ain't going to ask a woman, they're going to ask a man. I was like, wow, I don't know. He said, I'm like, I got to make an appointment. I'm like, wow.
Sometimes y'all got to remember women make choices. So I want, you know, they sometimes when you ask to marry them, they already choosing between two men. Do I want this man who's going to love me or do I want this man who's, you know, hurts my back every single time.
Just say it, brothers, who's going to blow the back out.
It may be a combination of stability, security.
Yeah.
Well, if I get stability and security
over that, but then after a while, get this feeling. This man right here, he keep coming back in the picture board talking about, listen, I remember when I used to put that back out.
Guys,
they venture out. They might not leave, but they venture out.
They'll venture out, man.
Guys, let me tell you something. We making a mistake here on the telecom.
Okay.
We are thinking as sex with a woman is linear. Look, a woman's sex drive is different from her 20s, 30s, and then when menopause hit. So, you know, there's going to be times, you know, in her 20s, you know, yeah, she's going to be more attracted to the guy that blow the back out. Then, you know, in her 30s, she's looking for something more, you know, nurturing, you know, freakish, you know, something like that. Then after menopause, it's no telling what may happen. She may want to back out, the freak. She may want to cuddle. You know, ain't no telling what she may want. I mean, they change. They body is constantly changing.
But a majority of them that go to the gym, no. Which is the main reason why some of them go to the gym.
Ah, okay.
So
then they go to the gym to look for something else, or they go in the gym to keep it a certain way.
Yeah, I'm saying to keep their weight, but, you know, at least, you know, from the things that I've read and the studies, it just keeps the sex drive going.
But I mean, I heard something that you said earlier, this time, by the way, I heard something you said earlier. Most women, from what I know, don't venture out because of the sex is not good. That's not how, what I've come to understand, at least older women who are married, they don't venture out because sex is not good. I've never heard that was like the number one reason. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm with you on
that
one.
Says, definitely different.
I agree
different
with that.
Different for women than men. You know what I mean? Like us, you know, something's whack. A lot of us, minds just start wandering and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think eventually they will venture out if they've exhausted all the possible means to make it better. Because if the man is not receptive to trying to spice it up, then she will get frustrated. That's just human nature. She'll get frustrated. And you get a Ricky Suave or whatever, and in her mind, cougar. And that's where the cougarism comes in. the reemergence of the cougar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's happening, you know.
Yeah, and that's actually the next slide I want to touch on, and that is, I have never, nor would I ever, cheat on you.
Wow. You went there, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's 10 o'clock. It's after 10, so, you know, I'm speeding up the pace a little bit.
I don't think nobody really believed that it can't happen to them.
You're pretty naive if you think there's not a possibility that someone would lie to you.
You would hate for it to happen, but, you know,
right.
Anything can happen, man.
Yeah. Mm. I always say, just be glad you're the one that's still hitting it.
Hey, look,
I know it's bold, but it's the truth.
Hey, she relaxingly on that back. That's right. All that matters, right?
That's what I'm saying. If you in there, you in there. You may not always be in there, married or not. If somebody was married, thought they was, you know what I mean? That they was the last one to hit it, and if somebody else hitting it now. It is what it is.
Well, yeah, but what if you still hitting it, but then you find out somebody else is too?
That's the problem. You gotta make a decision. As my dad would say, you gotta make an adult decision.
Oh man, that's great. That is great. At the top. Go ahead.
When you've been on both sides of the coin, trust me, man. It's like when you finally have something that's working for you, like shit. Because I mean, I've been on both sides of that coin. I've been like the guy who was engaged and got left after 7 years, and I'm the guy who ended up marrying this woman, and, you know, we have a great relationship, been together for 5 years, but it's like, you know, I'm the one she married, you know what I mean? Like,
with my
next relationship, and it's like my man says, like, you just got to know that possibility is there and be glad that, you know what, I'm taking care of it. Like, this is what it is now, like, shit. I got broke up on one time, but, hey, you just appreciate it when it finally does come around as good. You're like, all right, I can understand. I've done both sides of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good words, fella. Just keep it clean. Keep it clean. No profanity, brother.
Oh,
no profanity.
Yeah,
you good. You good. But I got the top three. I got the top three, fellas. The greatest lies that women have ever told. I got the top three.
I love you wasn't the top.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm coming with it now. Yeah. The top three. Here we go. I've got a headache.
Wow.
Is that in the top three? Should that be in the top three?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't feel good.
Yeah, because I'm not good.
Exactly. That's just, I don't feel good.
I'm sorry.
You never know. You know?
I'm sorry. I'm guilty. I'm a horrible husband because that don't stop me.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I expect the participation on her part to be minimal, but I got to sometimes.
Yeah, because I mean, just think about it. You ever had a headache at work? I mean, it's not like you get a headache at work. You like tell the boss man, like, yo, I got a headache. I can't do any more work.
That was terrible analogy.
You work through the headache, like the brother said. You work through it, right?
Hey, I'm like,
a
headache.
On a lot of things, Rodney, but I'm going to catch you on that.
like what's your top got to do with your bottom?
Ooh.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, because, I mean, haven't we worked through a headache?
Yeah, I mean,
headache stop us?
I'm going to tell you right now, I've worked on a headache, worked hard on a headache. I threw it on a headache.
Try to knock the headache out. I'll be like, baby, you know, I got a headache. You know what? I know what might help it.
No, it didn't help. I thought I was going to go to the hospital afterwards.
that headache will get you. That's number three. Number two, I don't know. Now, y'all may not think that's a lie, but I'm of the opinion that a lot of times when a woman says, I don't know, she does, in fact, know. You know, women know. Mostly they do know. They might not just be ready to tell us, but I don't know is a lie.
I don't know. Definitely a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, you do.
I don't know. And if you don't know, who knows? It's pertaining to you. Who should I ask if you don't know?
Right.
That's me in the right direction, so I can ask them. You on my side right now? You right? Awesome. You in my driveway? Matter of fact, go in the driveway.
Like, was it you? I saw the car. I don't know.
Right.
That's equal to the brother's. What me?
Right. Right.
I just
saw
you. You only 5 feet in front of me. What me?
I got the number one, the number one most common lie that women tell men. Here it is.
Let's see if we can guess before you do it.
Go ahead, guess. Try.
Yeah, let's start guessing.
Go ahead. It's an easy one.
It's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on that time of the month. That's the
We went through that already. We did that already.
I'm late.
Yeah.
You're a great husband.
Wow.
No.
No, this
is easy one, fellas.
Well, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
That is a good one.
I love you.
Yeah, we did I love you too. That's not number one. Number one is nothing's wrong, I'm fine.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
Number one lie that women tell men, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. I'm cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got a headache.
Nah, you
that time of the
that.
Month. I love you. you can wrap all that up, you know. Nothing's wrong, honey. Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the number one. Number one. But I want to switch gears here, you know, just a brief moment here. And this is great. And but now women have a tendency to use lying to conceal their true feelings. But the average man fabricates something 6 times per day, which is twice as often as women. So I also have a list of the most common whoppers that we tell our girlfriends and our wives. Now, women may be inclined to lie about their weight, their mental state, how much they really spent, you know. But with dudes, it's a whole different ball game. So, let me run them down. First one. Honey, you don't look fat in that. You look great. Have you ever told your wife that? You look great in that dress.
No.
That doesn't make you look fat.
No.
No, I gotta tell you,
I've actually told my wife to take some stuff off before she went with me. I'm like, you ain't wearing that.
You ain't wearing that.
Right.
Change that. I'll wait. Go ahead and change it. I'll wait right here.
Yeah, all right.
T-Hawk, I'll only be a minute.
Yeah, I'll wait. Go ahead and change that thing.
But I mean,
my man's right. I said that to my wife one time. We've gone out for a birthday party with a group of friends, but the venue we were going to, she was like overdressed. And, you know, she was like, you know, supervised. Like, that's the wrong thing right there. And it's just like, well, even though she doesn't really gain weight, even after the child, she didn't gain weight, but you got to just be honest about it. I mean, it's just not worth it to be annoyed at something a woman's wearing. I've learned since my teenage years, like, you know, them years are behind me. My early 20s, teenage years, like, you know, I go out with a girl, and I'm not really digging what she's wearing. It doesn't make her look cute or bring her feet. I'm like, you know, no more keep my mouth shut as a grown man.
That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. You got to correct that.
Yeah, so the tactful truth is better. Say, no.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse if she comes home after the event and you like, yeah, you know, I knew that kind of looked weird, but I didn't want to say anything.
Right, you look out of place.
Too late, then.
Yeah, then she got a headache. Then she got a headache and she on.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't tell the truth, right?
And exactly she's telling you nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So you couldn't man up and let them hang, you know.
Yeah, you got with that whole, you know, do I look fat in this, honey? I mean, you got, I say you got two options. You say, you know, I usually love what you wear, but, you know, that just doesn't look
well, Rodney,
good this time.
Rodney, first of all, she don't look fat in anything. She never looks fat in anything. You have
okay.
to say, this right here is not working for you. This outfit doesn't complement your shape, baby.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't. Nah,
can't use the word fat.
You do not say that ever.
Never.
Under no circumstances.
Or you know what I say? I mean, I say this: if you want an honest opinion, ask one of your girlfriends. You know, instead.
No, I can't do that. My white girlfriend is nutty and squirrely. You know, well, yeah, no.
No, they'd be like, "Ooh, girl, that ain't short enough."
Go on. She looking like a fool, trying to look like Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking
Nicki
of
Nicki Minaj got women look like some fools. I saw that in the mall after Christmas. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but that little Cleopatra wig, it's like, come on, ladies. That ain't working. That ain't working for everybody.
And you're telling the truth, because if your wife or your girlfriend's friend are single, especially if your wife's friends are single, you don't know what's about to come out their mouth about how they dress up to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not dressing like you're looking for a man. You already got
right.
a man.
Exactly.
Say that.
But what they going to tell us? Because they all, and it's going to become peer pressure for, I got to change my outfit up. We all going out. We hitting the town. It's like my man said, you got a man at home. Like, you know.
Exactly. Good words, brother. Speaking of the friends, here's a lie that you may have told your lady. Of course I like your friends.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No?
No.
about this? Of course I like your family.
No.
No.
Nah, let me ask it this way, Rodney.
Okay.
Did you tell any of those lies to get her? Meaning before. Now you say that now about women that maybe you didn't like, or you just using, and or now it's your wife and you don't do those type of things now. But I'm talking about when you were courting.
That's right. Yeah, we could take it there, Rodney. Absolutely. You know we told him lies.
And I say courting, I say old, don't I?
We all know you old, so it don't matter.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I make sure my wife know explicitly and implicitly how I feel about all her friends and family. If
from
that question is on the newlywed game, we win every time, 10 out of 10.
In all honesty, I had to do a check because I had two different relationships where me and the family just didn't get along. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's just not worth it to deal with a bunch of cats that I'm really not going to want to see during the holidays, this and that. And, you know, she has one or two people that I really, you know, I'm not the coolest with. But it's like, for the most part, I really checked that stuff out before I got married, man, because I had already been through that. With a couple other women, and it's just like,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, man,
oh, yeah.
I had to run that check bad, man. Like, I had a mother once who I just couldn't stand. I couldn't stand the sight of her. She was
such
a pain,
that's
man.
Why, that's why I made sure family was two states away. I don't ever see them people, ever. They came over for the wedding. They couldn't even get a. They couldn't get no water. They couldn't drink my liquor. And they couldn't spend the night in my house. They were hot with me. They were hot. I don't care. You know.
Wow.
Y'all are scavengers, man. Y'all don't know how to. Y'all don't know how to take civility. Y'all take it to the extreme. They were gonna sleep in the driveway, Rodney. They were literally gonna. They said, well, I guess we're gonna sleep in the driveway. I said, you best or not. Call the cops.
That's cold right there, man. I laugh, man. But my dad got a brother like that, man. My father would say the same thing to his older brother, because his older brother's just crazy off the chain. He won't even let him up in the crib because he get to talking. He just, you know, it's not working.
Yeah. Man, he's crazy. Family crazy, man. Y'all need to have some more shows on family, man. Hey, man. I got some material, man. on both sides. Grind me. That's all I got to say.
That's good. And speaking of family, have you ever told your wife or your lady this lie? You're a better cook than my mom.
Wow. He must be in the doghouse.
Never.
That's what I'm trying to get out the doghouse lies right there.
I don't know if I can tell that lie right there. That's, and my wife
never.
Don't want to know. I mean, it, you know, as far as some. Yeah, no, I just keep it real. Some things mom go down on, man.
I guess I don't even make a comment unless I'm asked. I ain't asked. I don't think most of them would ask that. But you know, it's better than your mama's. Nah.
Maybe one dish, but not an overall better cook.
Yeah.
Not eating.
Yeah.
Nah.
That'll put you in a bad spot.
I mean, I don't think it's nothing better, but you have to understand that's what you've been accustomed to for years.
Yeah.
So, there's something in there that just blows it away. For the most part, your mom's or your dad's, whoever, it's gonna be a little bit better.
You know, if she loves you, she wouldn't. You know, I don't think she really would joke, because that's just too big, right?
I'm gonna eat it. I think if I ate it, it's good.
See, I don't necessarily have to worry about that one, because my wife knows my mom burns. She tear that kitchen up. she know that, so she know flat out, ain't no need to even saying that. She know I know that's a straight lie.
Hey, but plus, I got to go. My battery's about to go out, but hope to get up here next week with y'all.
All right, fella. Thanks for checking in, man. Be easy.
Right.
How about this one, fellas? Have you ever told this lie to your lady? It wasn't that expensive.
Oh, all the time.
No, absolutely not. I tell her down to the cent what we just spent on this item.
Yeah, but we like
reminding.
I tell my wife all the time.
I still joke with her today. After all these years, still joke with her today and say, I'm still paying on that ring, so don't go lose it.
This is how bad I lie to my wife. I even try to tell her this dumb stuff right here. I say I got it on sale, and she know doggone well I don't use coupons the first. She like, you got a brand new DVD player? I was like, oh, no, it wasn't that expensive. You know, I got my Best Buy coupons and my points and everything. You know, we worked a deal out. Yeah, she know I play
zone.
Regular price, whatever.
You got the reward zone. What's the reward zone?
Yeah, reward zone. She know, she like, you ain't even print your certificates out. You print them out. I say, yeah, well, you know, they, you know, I made it work.
They know me down there. They know me down at the Best Buy.
That's funny.
I tell that lie all the time.
I want to take y'all back to your younger days and see if you ever told some of these lies. You know, I took it back with the ladies. I'm going to have to take it back, you know, with y'all as well. And has anybody ever told this one? I'm not drunk, or I'm not high.
Yeah, man, come on.
Of course.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy.
Especially if I was trying to get some. And she's like, you drunk? You calling my place drunk like that? Oh, you know, I ain't drunk. What are you talking about? The operative, after, you know, I done left the fellas. I'm just trying to get some. I know I'm stinking drunk.
Yeah.
I'm good for who knows how long, and I'm going to pass out.
That's usually when we get in trouble. Usually when we trying to get some and we too drunk. And she's like, all right, well, come on and get it. You don't even make it up the stairs.
I'll get you in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to tear it up in the morning. You just wait, girl. You just wait.
Now, what makes that real funny is if you change that around and ask if she's ever said, I ain't drunk. I'm not. Telling that lie. Yeah.
My wife know not to drink around me because she's broke. I take full advantage.
She's like, I'm starting to get a headache. You know, it's like, I don't care.
I'd be like, girl, you was off the hook last night. You did stuff you said you never would do. Oh, she get nervous. She would get nervous around me. She's like, really? You know, she ain't do nothing. You know,
right. Yeah.
All right.
That's good. And speaking of your boys, you know, taking you back still, you know, taking you back here. Has anybody ever told this one? Oh, I was with my boys, or I was working late, or I was stuck in traffic. Anybody ever told one of those?
Are you talking about to your wife or your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic.
All right. Now I'm curious. To your wife.
Man, he's making people hang up on this joint.
Yeah.
Especially if I was out watching a game or something, and I got to be back. It's supposed to be baby time, and I got finished watching the game right quick. I thrown that one out. Oh, man, I got stuck. You know, this cat kept talking. You know, we had a meeting. They kept talking. Mm-hmm. Well, 9:30, and no one did well. I'm watching the end of this game. She's like, okay. She don't really follow sports. She don't know what time the game is.
Mine will pull a CSI joint on me. She's like, yeah, you see that play Manning made at the third down? I'm like, oh.
Right.
Oh.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good.
I was like, oh, I missed that one.
I must have been in the bathroom.
Yeah, I must have been in the bathroom.
I I must have been at Best Buy.
Right.
Using my rewards point.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. But, I mean, isn't it so much easier, you know, to say that, you know, rather than trying to explain the real reason why we're running late? I mean...
Well, it would depend on what the real reason is.
Right, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's objective.
I mean, it's easier for me to lie than to say I was eating at McDonald's I wasn't supposed to be eating. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know, I can't eat baked chicken tonight because, you know, it was a traffic jam, so I had to go on to get me something to eat on the way home. You know, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the other reasons, nah. Nah, I don't do that.
Has anybody ever said, I'm going to be working late, and no, I can't call you because I don't even know where I'll be or if I'll, you know, be available to make a phone call?
Nah, that don't work for me, man.
That don't work. That don't work.
You set yourself up then, you saying. You just giving yourself a...
Yeah.
A lot
right.
would happen.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Them brothers that were stuck in a coal mine had cell phone coverage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow. They was communicating in a coal mine. You know you can't use that line.
Yeah, no, nah, you can't use that line.
But what about this one? What about this one? I missed your call or my battery died. Anybody
I was just
getting
ready to say that whole battery died thing.
Yeah, that happens, especially with these smartphones.
Yeah, that happens
they
with me, man,
battery.
But, you know, I don't lie on it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, I got CSI, man. She got the Verizon joint on her phone. And, you know, she paid my phone, my cell bill. So she'd be like, oh, okay, your battery dead. Okay, well, let me look in here and see how dead was your battery. Was you making calls?
Right. Wow. Or check when you come home.
Yeah.
Well, how did you charge it?
Right.
Right.
My
nah,
man's right, though. You can just go online and check anybody's anyone's called at any time. You just mm-hmm. log on to the account. You can see the last phone call that was made.
Exactly.
He's right.
Man. I'm happily married, man. And them lies, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Those are all horrible. Those are divorce lies right there.
Get your chip.
Well, what about this one? Have you ever heard your boys try one of this, you know, I'm single, I don't have a girlfriend, or I'm not married?
My boys tell chicks they are married. They grimy.
Right.
Hey, no, they proud.
Lying,
they, you know. Hey,
so
man.
That's 100. That is 100.
Yeah, my boys and my
like
friend
more,
brothers.
More chicks are attracted to the married guys.
Yeah.
Because
they know they ain't going to say nothing. Man, some of my frat brothers is grimy.
Wow. Well, what about this one? I'm leaving her for you.
Oh. Right. We all get that.
That's a pointless, man. Come
I mean,
on.
We all
separated. You know, we're getting a divorce. I'm leaving her for you.
What a scene in Harlem Nights.
Young girls believe that.
Yeah, the Harlem Nights, yeah.
But not a scene in Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
With the sunshine.
Oh, I'm not coming home no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, if you find a chick that believes that, man, that's what's up.
About 23 years old. The ones that believe that's like 23, 25.
Yeah, you definitely got something. You got a gold mine there. You tell her you're going to the moon.
Right.
You can tell her if she believe that, she believe your battery's dead on your phone.
Right. that's the type of chick that even if she saw you with the number 3 chick, you were like, don't believe your lying eyes. You can't believe them lying eyes of yours.
Yeah, it wasn't me. That was not me.
That was my stunt double.
I was watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one, fellas? This lie that men have told. We just live together. We don't still sleep together.
Ah!
Oh, man, that's
man.
Classic. I know my boy was banging all his roommates. I mean, that's nah. Anyone, like I said, any woman that believes that, like I said, she believe your battery's dead.
What about this one? What about this one? I'm only with her because of the kids.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know. That may be true.
Uh-oh. Why so, brother?
Because I know some dudes that absolutely hate their wives. And they're only there for the kids, man. You know?
Or to save money. Because they get expensive.
Yeah. That's
right. He's right about that.
That too.
And it might not even be the guy.
Right.
I was saying it might not be the guy.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say.
That's exactly what all my uncles that I learned before I got married, all that stuff, just said, at the end of the day, if you do something, remember, it's cheaper to keep it. No matter what anyone tells you, because you're going to pay out the note. Trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm. What about this one, fellas? A lie that men have told. She won't let me see my kids.
Well, you're getting somewhere now, brother.
I don't know if that's
a lie. There are some men out there.
I don't like the truth.
You know, it's getting close to that time. It's getting close to shutdown time. You know, I get, you know.
There are some women out there that will not let men see their kids.
Right.
I mean, definitely. Definitely.
More than women who will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me flip it around then. You know, telling this lie. Well, I see all my kids, or I take care of all my kids. No, you don't. You know that one you had in high school that you ain't seen in 8 years.
Yeah. Who got a beard longer than yours right now?
I think y'all might be talking about somebody on this call.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Or... This lie, I don't owe that much in back child support.
Yeah, wow.
That's
more denial.
Out of North Carolina, man.
Say
it's
what
like you
again,
know
brother.
This brother, man. It's not like you're talking about my cousin in North Carolina right now. It's not like you know him. Like, man, Rodney knows my cousin JoJo? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know everybody. I'm in all your living rooms. I've been in your refrigerator, made a ham sandwich and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one, fellas? You might like this one, the lie that some men have told. I don't live with my mama. My mama lives with me.
That's a good one.
She believes that one again. She believes your battery's dead.
It's like, why you can't use the front door? No, we got to come in through the basement because, you know, mama sleep.
You have got you a gold mine if she believes that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
About that. You can keep her string along for forever and a day.
Oh, yeah. She'll follow you on to the moon, man.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you'll make you a sandwich before you go to the moon.
Well, how about this one? I have no idea how many women I've slept with. I didn't keep count.
Oh, that ain't a lie.
That's why that brother was worried when he was getting the test. He was like, yo, I was just sitting here sweating like, man, you know, Tracy and Trixie, you know, back in the day.
I mean, okay. Maybe I'm the only dude here. I mean, I just haven't given it that much thought after I joined the military, you know, and I was clean bill of health.
Yeah.
But, do you guys, like, know down to the number exactly how many women you slept with? There's not, you go.
No.
Yeah,
my wife
even
asked me that, man, before we got married. I was like, oh, my goodness, like. I actually can't tell you. Her face dropped, man. I was like, oh, I'll do this one. I was like, wow.
Did you put it back on her?
Yeah, she's like, I've always never liked four guys in my life. You know, she, you know, and she was, you know, she kind of took it back for a second. I was like, well, you know, I'm a college football doc. I'm in Hollywood, man. I'm in Hollywood to shoot movies. Like, it's on and cracking.
You got like an assembly line with the velvet rope and everything. Like, who next?
Man, it's nothing to do. It, like, you know, my single day, it was nothing to have a few on set that even knew about each other. Don't let me do a movie in Atlanta. I did a movie in Atlanta. It was open knowledge between the hairstylist and the stand-ins on the movie. I was like, what old? I was like 26. I was the cameraman. I was like, who cares? I'm running the show up in here. You know what I mean? So my wife sees that, she's like, she's not, she could say where she met me. I was like, that's just nature of what I do, but where I came up. Like my man said, keep track. You know. So it was a moment before I got married, man. Like, she came out and asked me. I really, you know, I should have had something to say, but I kind of got tongue twisted on.
I just rounded up to a number that I knew I could not have passed, and just
like 20, 30.
Yeah, like, I just left it at that.
What a, man, I need to get some water. What about this one, fellas? A lie that you might have told yourself, or you might have heard another brother tell. I always use a condom. Silence is a dead giveaway, fellas.
I mean, that's a tough one right there, because it's like, I don't really know what my boys do. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really tell if they're lying or not. I mean, they told me they use a condom, you know, would that ever come up in the conversation? It rarely does, you know. Like, you hit that? Yeah, okay, all right. I figure you're old enough to do it safely.
But the fact is, man, I've approached my fellas about that, though, when I know the chick that they done knocked off, because maybe I introduced them to her, and I'm like, yeah, you didn't go up in there bareback, did you? You know, you had a couple of, like, yeah, like, oh, dog, like, yo.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me take that back. One of my frat brothers hooked up with another one of my frat brother's sister and got her pregnant. And I was like, we started talking about condoms. I'm like, when did y'all start using condoms? He's like, well, we did it without condom for a month. And then we started talking about protection and decided to use protection. It was the dumbest crap I ever heard in my life. I'm like, did both of y'all know that it only takes one time to, you know, make a child? Oh, like, yeah, well, we didn't really talk about it. I'm like, how you two fools just go at it and that don't even come up till a month later after hitting it raw?
You know why? Let me give you the next lie. I had a vasectomy. Or my doctor told me I'm sterile, so I can't have kids.
Man, I know one brother that believed this. He started sleeping with we were all working on location somewhere. And he believed her when she said, yeah, I'm on the pill. Now, mind you, we had only been working all together for a week. So he was like, oh, she's on the pill. He don't even know her from the paint on the wall. And he's getting some, and he actually believed that now they got a kid 2 years old.
Oh, 18-year wow. Car payment, 18-year car note, financing available, 18-year.
I'm like, and he's like, man, she deceived me. This is a grown man who's like 40 years old. She told me she was on the pill. I was like, you actually believe me? You only known her for a week?
Like, wow, sound familiar, yeah. Fellas? Sound familiar?
That's crazy.
These are people you see on TV, dog. These are people that y'all see on TV. I can't even put them out there like that. But these are cats you see on TV. A brother that actually went for this. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because that brother's a cameraman. I mean, he know, you know. That dude is literally like the guy that's filming the stuff you watching on TV. You I mean,
he's
good
wild, man.
Yeah.
He's like, this is crazy. It's Hollywood,
yeah, well,
man.
Yeah, well, I know them Hollywood guys be, you know, saying this lie. Girl, I am huge. They don't call me Long Dong Silver for nothing.
No, man, that's one thing. I never lied on that. Nah, I was always truthful and honest because I do not need a chick that's used to having an elephant trunk down up in there embarrassing me. So I just tell her, I tell them up front, like, yo, if you need more than that, then I'm not your dude.
Yeah,
holler at somebody else.
And no homo, guys, but, I mean, you think about Shaq. I mean, would you want to go behind Shaq? I mean, dude is like...
From what I heard, because I got the Diary of a Video Vixen, man. From what I heard, no homo. Shaq ain't nothing to be scared of.
And guess what? Somebody that went behind Shaq, so it is what it is.
That's true.
That's right. Did he divorce or something like that?
Yeah, the pool boy was tearing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was, yo, real talk. On a tangent, that was her M.O., his now ex-wife.
Mm.
That was she was known around the whole church scene for that, man. She was already married, man. Real talk, I know people that were sitting there with them. When she was married, and then Shaq ended up courting her while she was married. Now, remember, she already had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
She's a special case, man. It's like, it's not, you know, ain't no victimization in that situation. That was a plot. That wasn't no, just let you know, that wasn't like, you know, a marriage gone bad. That started from Jump Street.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but that Video Vixen chick, man, she's for real, man. Out here, like, man, dudes was running scared after her. She started opening her mouth about things, man. Like, there's a lot of people. I used to, you know, work on productions as a production assistant. She was known, man. She was getting breaking off with a lot of bread, man. She got, man, that stuff my man was talking about. She got the scoop on a lot of dudes, man. A lot of brothers that. Like going up in there, bareback. Are you kidding me?
Hey, she just recently got married.
Yeah, you were telling that earlier. Yeah,
I told you that earlier. I said Superhead got married.
Come on, man.
Dumbest brother in the world, man.
Right.
They ain't enough love in the world, bro.
Maybe he's just trying to get paid, break off some of that bread.
Not that way.
Right.
You go to have the sex with your wife like that, you have to come in with a hazmat suit on.
When you gotta take a number to have sex with your wife, that's a problem. It's not your turn yet.
Yeah, not your turn. Stay behind the velvet rope. You know, it'd be like Disneyland up in there. Oh, man. But what about this lie, fellas? And I know you probably told. I know all of y'all have told this one in your lifetime, maybe recently. Just let me put it in for a second.
Oh, man.
I was infamous for that. 16 years old, boy.
Man, who ain't told that lie? Let me just get the tip in? Come on,
right,
man. I don't even tell that lie no more. It's such a blatant lie.
Right.
Just let me put the head in, baby. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, what about this one? Baby, I can go all night long.
Nah, I don't tell that one.
You know, like Trey Songz be talking to me, them boys be singing like, baby, you know, you wet the bed and I'll be in there all night long.
You get Trey Songz by 15 years. I'll let you in, bro.
Hey, at one point that might not have been a lie, but now
right.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, I could send the sun down and send it up.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rodney, single, you may say, I'll be in there all night long. In a marriage, you may say, I'll be there in a minute. All I need is a minute. Just, you know, just let me get
it on my head. Yeah, right. Yeah,
T-Hawk. I promise I won't take long.
just to piggyback on that, I don't know how that happened, but just to piggyback on that, this lie, that's never happened to me before.
Nah, I don't tell that. I don't tell that lie. I may say I don't know what's happened, but I say this. I don't say this ain't never happened.
I don't know what's happened.
Because you know the older you get, man, you know everything ain't ready when you're ready.
Yet. I ain't got that old yet. I guess I ain't had that happen to me yet. I don't know what just happened.
You might know. Everything that's happened to me has happened before, so I don't know. This has never happened before.
Man, I have sat there butt naked cussing mine out. Like, why are you doing this to me right now? You know we only have limited opportunity to do what we need to do.
Right.
Ain't no kids here, and you're not going to miss it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just to follow up on that, I don't use Viagra.
Mm.
Oh, well, shoot, that's a lie. Now, the truth for me is I don't need Viagra now, and I know y'all are like, well, damn, you were just talking about the last thing. Now, yeah, it did happen to me a couple of times, so I went to the doctor, and he gave me, you know, them little blue pills, and I ain't going to lie. I did one of them teenage things when I took one of, you know, I sent the sun down and seen the sun come back up again, and my wife said, under no circumstances are you ever allowed to take another time.
Wow. Never again.
So if I want to put the fear of God in, all I got to do is say, I just like, keep talking smack. You made me reach in my medicine cabinet. I'm going to pull out one of these right here. You know I'm going to get mine. You know I'm going to get mine.
No, what you do is that's when you invite Superhead over.
No, bro. No. Nah.
Put your hazmat suit on and just go to work.
I'll pass.
But no wonder you know you can go ahead whether she got a headache or not, because you got something that you can threaten her with.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you
that's
don't,
right.
I'm going to the medicine cabinet.
That's right. Well, no, if I go to that, then yeah, no, that's pretty drastic right there, because that'll go on all night right there.
That's for anniversary and birthdays.
That's a special occasion. I need to give her about 3 months to get ready for that. So that's when I am Trey Songz, Mr. Beat It Up.
Mr. Beat It Up. Oh, man. Wow. And Bill, I know y'all told this one back in the day, you know, after you did beat it up. I'll call you.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Took y'all a while.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't even get the digits. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to call you. Yeah. She's like, I didn't even give you my number. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man, I got it. 435. I got it.
You barely even look at her in the face as you walking out the door talking about, yeah, I hit you later. Yeah.
You can't even remember the name, man. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that is. That was one of them late night specials you don't want nobody to know about.
Right.
let me tell y'all how bad it was for me. In college, when I was a freshman, I had a car. My mama made the mistake of letting me get a car. So all the chicks knew, if they needed a ride somewhere, they'd have to give up the booty. So before I took them to Taco Bell or to the grocery store or whatever, I need to get all that. That's how many I went through.
Like,
man.
I don't give a damn how you feel about me. I don't even care. It don't even matter to me.
He said, I need all of that.
Oh. they be like, you just can't do one in the group, and then you know we are like, everybody.
P-Town said, no gas fee, you know what's up, dude.
Exactly. Because my boys be like, why you always got girls in your comment? I'm like, yo. He's like, yo, they got gas money? I said, nah, they ain't got gas money.
They got that other kind of, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they all knew, too, so they couldn't talk smack. One couldn't talk smack about the other one because the other one got it, too. So it's just like y'all are all
And they can't give you the, I got a headache tonight.
Nah, it didn't matter to me. You didn't get a ride. It's like, hey, you can't put out, you didn't get a ride.
It's like you do a little health check. How you feeling? You feeling right. All right? You hungry?
A little MRI before you get in the car.
And I want to play something for you for the next lie. Maybe you've told, you may have told this lie in your tenure. I know you probably have, but I want to play this for you. Has anybody ever told her that? You're the best I ever had.
Yes, sir.
Were you lying or were you telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
You say yes, sir.
Because I wanted it again. Because I wanted it again.
I think I said that one time, and that was because it was.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, you're the best I ever had thus far.
That's a guaranteed second chance.
Yeah.
Right. The golden ticket right there. I thought that a couple of times, but, you know,
they pulled out all the moves.
Girl, I don't know.
They did all the moves.
Like, girl, I don't know what you did to me. I ain't never seen that before. Goodness.
Yeah, I ain't gonna fit in even front.
Go on and show me your nastiest.
But they weren't worth nothing. They weren't worth much in anything. You know what I mean? In terms of not looks or anything like that. They were nice looking and everything like that. But in terms of trying to any relationship, like, you can get that.
No.
But they did. They were the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Rodney, have you ever, told that? I'm just not interested in a relationship right now. You ever told that lie? Like, yeah, I'm just really not.
Yeah, I think I said that.
or I'm not just interested in you just for the sex.
That's a hard one right there. Bro.
He tried to sugarcoat it. I'll use that one.
Yeah.
Especially on something I didn't want to bring nowhere near. You know, he's like, beyond the sex, yeah, I think, you know, it's not about just the sex. You know, deep in your, right in the forefront, you're like, man, how fast can I get out of here? All I want to do is knock it out and want to bounce. You know, especially a little snow bunny or something. I'm out.
I, my mouth said very nurturing and endearing things to him, but my actions, they really could see that I really gave less than whatever for him. So it was obvious. It was like after that magic moment happened, I lost all interest. She's like, well, I'm getting ready to cut both my hands off and blow my head off. Oh, okay, well, have fun.
We tell her, like, yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah, I'll call you. See how that goes for you.
It's like after you blow your hands off and everything, you might have a headache. But hell, boys, well, I want to close this thing down, bring it back to the wife. I've taken you down memory lane.
And, yes, you have.
Yeah, I didn't even drop. You know, the one I, you know, I had didn't even offer, just skipped over. But you know, when you were back in your early days, you telling the chicks, I'm a virgin. Or I'm celibate or something, you know, something crazy like that. You know, I ain't even get into all that, but I wanted to bring it back to the wife. And I don't know if you've ever, this has ever come up in your conversation, but have you ever told this lie? I don't look at porn.
No, my wife, yeah, my wife knows I look at porn.
It's 2011, Jack. It's 2011.
Oh, you saying with your wife?
Did that stuff down right there, man.
Yeah, me and my wife, when the kids ain't here, we put something on, we good.
Right. We grown folks, man.
What about this one?
Looking out forever.
Yeah, what about this one? I don't masturbate.
Oh, come on. What? Really?
You said... Saying that to your wife, you said?
Yeah.
Really? Man, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just sit back and listen.
Oh, man. What about this one?
Practice. You got to practice. Warm up for the game, man.
What about this one, fellas? I don't even like strippers.
Okay, even my wife knows that's a lie.
I don't know what man doesn't. You know, they may say they don't. You know, but if it was an opportunity,
yeah, walk around Iverson Mall. You see him
walk around Iverson Mall.
Yes, sir. You'll see him. Buying them little outfits. Oh, wow. It's a very provocative outfit.
The thing is, I don't like strippers because I done had girlfriends of the past who I used to go to strip club with and lose our whole mind. So if I go with, like, some fellas, I'm like, I know it ain't going to go down like this because I done been in a few instances where it's like I'm with some chicks and it has gone down. It's like, so I know I ain't going to get the run on the court. Nothing if I show with a bunch of fellas. But I don't see if I've been in the game when it's like, all right, you show with a different team. I seen it gone now a couple of times, but I ain't gonna lie. That's the only reason why now it's like to go with my fellas. It's like, it might be cool for a drink, blah blah blah, but it ain't nothing to get too excited about because you ain't gonna get the one on the court.
But what about this, brother? You say you been with a lot of chicks. You ever told them, you ever told them that lie, I love you?
No, not me.
No?
My young name, I'm 22?
No. No, I don't say, I don't even say that, man.
That's
18,
only reserved
19,
for white.
Especially, I was just trying to get it. Late teenage years, when I was first starting to get it, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a grown man in my 20s, like my late 20s, nah, 30s, nah.
Now, I ain't going to lie, when I was, like my man said, when I was between 18 and 25, I probably would have said anything to get it.
Anything.
Right.
Anything. I was doing any and everything to get it. It was the only objective in my life was that.
It's like,
that
oh, you
it.
Want me to tell you I love you? Oh, I love you. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's easy. That didn't cost me anything.
Oh, man. Shoot. Well, fellas, I got the top three lies that men have ever told. And this is number three. I know you've told it many times. I don't think she's that pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because that could cause a late night discussion, man. That could cause a discussion at like 1 in the morning when you lay down. And she's like, so what is it about her? Do you really think she's that pretty? And then all that insecurity stuff, man, you think you're going to sleep, and all of a sudden it becomes a discussion. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can get away with that is talking about actresses or someone you know that you ain't going to never see.
No, not my wife, man. She don't even come in no slack on actresses, man. I got to find, something wrong with all of them.
Oh, my wife, my wife she don't give me no flack if I say, look at Halle Berry or look at Eva Menendez or something like that. I said, she's cute. My wife would be like, yeah, she got a nice shape. Yeah, her eyes are nice or whatever. She don't give me no flack on anything like that. But I wouldn't dare say anything about a neighbor or someone I seen in the mall.
Yeah, someone within reach.
All right.
Yeah, definitely not about a neighbor.
She looking at me like, you ain't got no chance to get with Eva Menendez, so I ain't worried about that.
Right, right.
Yeah, my wife knows I have a serious crush on Angela Bassett. Like,
Angela Bassett?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's that
don't
old
get me, don't get me started.
Angela the real thing, man. She the real thing. I've seen her a few times. But she hated it on your man, though. She hated on me once, man. That lady, I was dating her makeup artist, and, you know, they, just because I wasn't sure if I would really ever marry this woman, she's the one with the crazy mother. And Angela, she's doing Angela's makeup. She's like, so y'all get married? She's like, you know what? Y'all ain't yoked. You don't need to be sleeping with him or not. Homegirl cut it off for me, man. Angela Bassett, your girl. And don't get me wrong, she bad. But I got a personal vendetta against her. She ruined my whole game, man. She ruined my whole my relationship. It went from bad because I was dealing with homegirl's mom already to worse coming from her boss that she shouldn't be with. Straight up.
Man, I'm sorry, my baby girl did you like that, man.
Don't change
your mind. Don't change his mind.
But if that limo pulled up right now, boy, I'd
be
on the
river. It'd be rolling just like it when she was in the movie. Tina playing Tina, rolling. You know?
Yeah,
bro.
I had an older woman break me in college, so
yeah,
I never could shake that.
I wish I would have that. Sheesh.
Yeah. That's when that old lady told you. She was like, I'll call you.
Nah, she told me. She said, don't talk. Don't say nothing to me. Don't ask me any questions. Just shower and go in the bedroom. I said, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to talk about the weather or the news or anything like that. Just get ready. All right, yes, ma'am.
I'll tell you, not to change the subject, but since you're bringing up women and things like that, my new queen, I think, is the lady from Tyler Perry. House of Pain, Mika Brown, Sasha.
Tyler Perry got some.
I don't know who that is.
You don't watch the Mika Brown?
Sasha is the truth.
Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry dives around him, man.
That's dangerous, boy. I wouldn't want to be Tyler Perry.
Man, shit, I would. I mean, I wouldn't. You know, I'm happily married. But, you know.
your wife must be an earshot.
But I know she probably got listening devices planted down in the kitchen on CSI mode.
CSI.
Right.
Well, that was number three. I don't think she's that pretty. Number two, top lie that all men tell. I'm just not that hungry.
That's for survival. You have to tell that lie.
You know, we can always eat. You know, we know that's a lie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes you just, you know, cause sometimes they just make stuff that they know you don't like, or they forget or something. You just like, you know what? I'm not really that. You got to fix it up, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say I'm not really that hungry. You got to come up with something else. But the objective is still the same, not to eat.
Hot sauce.
For a black man, he's right. Awesome. Damn, man.
He got it.
All right. Lie number one. It's that time. Lie number one. That all men tell. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it.
Men.
So, and you, if you notice, if you're on here for the first hour, that was the women's number one lie as well. So the top lies for men and women are the same. Go ahead, Rod.
Well, now, wait. So I was going to say, I think for the men, though, that should be the number one truth. Because men don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's like give me a couple of days and I might figure it out.
Because married men don't talk.
That was right on time, Tony.
That was right on time. That was right on time.
Shameless plug, but right on time.
Yeah.
Nah,
well, you know, all of us have said this one time or another. You know, and it's the go-to fib that's all about avoiding drama and protecting our pride. Because sometimes it's really, we do need to talk about it. You know,
yes.
and it might take us a couple of days.
Yeah,
so,
but some things you can't talk about with your wife.
I was going to say, that the first thing you said, Rodney, was right on point, which was avoiding.
Yeah.
Avoiding any conflict or... That's what we typically do. We don't want to get into the drama. We don't want to get through all of that. Let's just avoid it.
Yeah, sometimes you
anything.
Need to talk to your boys or, you know, somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually think it's a good thing to talk about it, but I'm saying what we don't do.
Right.
We're just going to clam it up and say, well, we're not going to say anything. It's just not worth
right,
it. I'm
right.
tired tonight. I just don't want to go through it.
Yeah, just talk to somebody.
Yeah, sometimes we're not as good as with articulating how we're feeling. You know, sometimes it's just easier to just keep them out of the whole situation. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's
sometimes it's too much trouble to try to explain to them the situation, like you said, trying to articulate all the details because you know they're gonna want the details
mm-hmm.
to the tenth
mm-hmm.
degree. And it's like by the time I get done going through all that, forget it.
Exactly.
Well, we analyze too, right? So we'll say, well, if I say this, she's going to say this, that, and the other. And if I say this, she's going to say this, that, and the other. And if I say this, oh, she's definitely just going to do this, that, and the other. So I'm not going to say anything. And all three could be incorrect.
Right. Exactly.
That might not be any, none of the actions might be hers at all.
Mm-hmm.
But because we think it might be, we're just going to shut down. We ain't going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good words. Anybody else? Yeah, that was number one. And before we get to the conclusion, fellas, and we flip this thing over to open mic, I want to play something really quickly for y'all. It's about 30 seconds. Check this out.
Jimmy Hollycourt, 55377. Hello, it's Daddy. Hey, darling, put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
Y'all know what that was from.
Hey, look, that was sunshine right there, brother.
That's sunshine. Thing up,
and that thing up at night and make the sun come out.
Wow.
Oh, boy, I had to play that for y'all. I had to play that for y'all. I was like, I can't, you know, I remember that scene. But good show, fellas. We're going to flip this thing right on over to open mic. But not before the conclusion. Occasionally, there's a lot to lose by telling the truth and something to be gained by not telling the truth. But still, it's important to remember that lies are at heart deceptions. And repeated deceptions destroy intimacy. Real intimacy is only possible to the degree that we can be honest about what we're doing and what we're feeling. When lying starts to dominate in a marriage, the relationship begins to deteriorate. The husband or wife can sense the trust erode and feel their hearts growing colder. The topic of trust is an important factor in all matters of the heart. Truth be told, men lie to women and women lie to men. And most people agree that some lying is even necessary to avoid petty squabbles. But there are crucial differences in the lies women and men tell. A study by psychologists found that when women lie, they tend to focus on making others feel better. At the heart of many of our lies, however, is the male ego. We lie to build ourselves up or to conceal something. Men are more likely to lie to enhance ourselves than women are. We lie as a means of both attracting and distancing ourselves from the women in our lives, but this actually affects the women who love us. Consistent lying, even about minor matters, can really damage a marriage. We men need to develop the courage to drop the defense mechanisms that bolster our egos and pride and search for true intimacy with our wives. Telling the truth to our wives is the first step towards showing that love is more important than lies. That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. And I think I just dropped a classic up in here tonight. Y'all were great tonight. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of our virtual talk show, brought to you by Married Men Don't Talk, formerly known as Head of Household. Married Men Don't Talk, by the top-selling book, you know, in America. I'm going to just go ahead and say it right now. It's a top seller right now. And I hope y'all enjoyed the show. You can join us again next Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week's topic will be... I can't get my wife to stop smothering me. Give me some space. Give me some space. Yeah, that's going to be a good one, fellas. For more information, please feel free to visit our website, householdstress.com. That website again, fellas, householdstress.com.
You are now free to move about the country.